Talk Network, was just out in the vegetable patch, brought back a little bit of bounty. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be talking about grilling up some vegetables now because, you know what, we pretty much concentrate about 51 weeks a year on the proteins because if it's wiggling around, we'll slow it down and throw it on a grill. But today we're going to talk a little bit about vegetables. Bob, where you want to start, brother?
You know, I think it's cool. It's a great subject for us because the more you do grill vegetables, I mean, who doesn't want a bunch of vegetables with their food anyway, right?
Exactly.
Because there's so many good ones.
Great sides, yeah.
But why make them inside when you can throw them on the grill?
Mm-hmm.
There's some cool ones to play with. Like one is that you don't do often, but if you do it right, it works out really tasty, and that is charcoal or gas on these. But it's potato planks or potato slices, however you like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really simple, right? You just kind of coat them with oil, and it's just salt and pepper.
Right.
You don't put anything special on them. But there's something to that process of getting just a little bit of savory flavor. And, of course, a potato absorbs, like, anything you throw at it, right?
Right.
It's just one of those kind of creatures.
So you're cutting those in across the potato in a disc, or are you cutting them long in a wedge, or either way?
Well, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Depends on how you're going to grill them, right? If you, let's say you don't have a grilling basket, well, go down and get one.
Right.
Just go down and get one. But if you have a grilling basket, the type that clamps them down so you can flip it, do some nice potato steaks. And it depends on the potato you've got, too. If it's like a little bitty new red potato, you can just cut them in half and put them in a vegetable basket that the stainless porous type that you can put all kinds of veggies in.
Right.
And you can just oil it up, oil up the potatoes, and then put them in the basket and throw them on the fire.
I'll preface about everything we're going to talk about for the rest of the show with our friends at the Old World Olive Company. This is a great time of year to go down there and grab some of their flavor-infused oils and balsamics because both of those are excellent additions to any vegetable that you're going to put on the grill. We usually start with the oils and finish with the balsamics, but there's, I don't know, 30, 40 flavors of each.
Unbelievable. And if there's not a store in your market, go online. That's oldworldoliveco.com.
But you can, and the beautiful part about that is that they'll give you recipes and ideas on which of these two to put in combination with one another.
Yeah.
And the flavor profiles that you achieve are amazing. And the, and as Bob said, when specifically with the potatoes, is they'll absorb this stuff. And
that's
really
good. That's
a great
case. And that's one of those things that, depending on what you're serving, you know, you might want to send that potato in a direction or two, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're doing some Italian sausage, they have a rosemary oil that's really nice.
Right.
And if you're going to finish it off with a little fresh basil when you're done or something like that, whatever you're going to put on that thing. But so potatoes are nice. If you want to do like maybe some onions.
Love grilled onions.
Now, there's a lot of cool ways to do them too.
Right.
You can cut them in half. And you know, or you can just cut the top off it if you want, and do like a blooming onion, just buzz the top. And if you still have some Vidalias, you're in luck. But then you cut the top off it, and then you make some about halfway down through the onion. You quarter the top down, slice it about halfway down, and again you drizzle your oil on it, and you load it up with sea salt and coarsely ground crushed pepper. And then you set that rooted stem in the grill, and you shut the lid. And do a bunch of them because they're just fabulous. And you set that down in the grill on low heat and maybe a little smoke, and you just let that baby chug away. And when you get done, it doesn't look quite as cool as the one that you get at Outback, but it'll taste fantastic. What do you think? Dead calm.
I was making a note of that, Bob, because I've got a couple needs for vegetables
for
my party tonight.
Yeah.
And I was making a note of that because that's an easy one. I need some stuff that I can set and work on other things while they're cooking, and that's one that I think everybody would enjoy.
In the fourth segment, I'm going to give you another one, and I'm going to make you the chef de bois.
Okay.
You're going to be the star. When you pull this one out of your hat,
Or off my grill.
They're going to melt. Yes, yeah. They're going to melt.
Yeah, well, everybody loves onions. And another great place for maybe one of these flavored olive oils, because if you want to, spice it up a little bit.
I do garlic with those because it's so good.
Right, yep. You spice it up. You do a little bit of garlic. They've got chipotle. We've got a little habanero, even, if you want to put a little bit of heat on that.
Well, I forgot to finish it. Thank you. When you're done with that onion, you put a balsamic reduction on it.
Right.
You drizzle it, and if you want, you can do a cool little pattern on it or whatever. But the main thing is that you get a nice amount of balsamic in the center of that. It'll sink down, and it'll kind of spread open. And you'll have to pull it apart like an artichoke, sort of. It's going to be attached at the bottom, but it's going to be, oh, my gosh. It's almost an entree. I mean, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you can cut it in half, cut it in quarters, depending on the size, depending on how much they like them. But do a bunch of them, because onions are cheap, and it's so cool to put around, like if you're pulling steaks out or something.
Right.
You put them around your platter when you bring them out, and you're going to impress people.
Sure.
And I got a feeling you're going to do that tonight anyway, because you're really good at you like the presentation side of it.
Right. The next one I think that I want to talk about is a full bounty this time of year. Well, you know what? I don't want to jump ahead. I was going to go to corn, but we're going to cover that a little bit later. Zucchinis, they're everywhere, right? If you know a farmer that grows a zucchini, the guy's got 1,000 zucchinis, right? I mean, these things produce like crazy. And
I bet you this year's really good for them,
yeah,
because my cucumbers are going nuts.
So with a zucchini, I wash it off, and I usually will quarter it or maybe cut it into sixths. So I'm getting long wedges of it, right? The length of the zucchini, but just wedging it out. And then I just put a little Italian dressing on that and then put it on a hot grill, and I leave the skin on it. I just wash it off, and I leave the skin on it and cook it just enough to get some grill marks on it, because I like a little snap on that. If I overcooked a zucchini, it gets soft. And then I don't like the mouth texture of it when I take a bite of it.
I agree.
But if you can get just a little bit of that Italian dressing, super simple. I'm not just zesty Italian. You put that on there and a couple grill marks, man, it's awesome.
I'd give you another option of that. I would take those wedges or stalks, however you're doing them, discs, and I'd put them in a Ziploc bag. I would take the cheap, zesty Italian dressing you're talking about. I'd throw them in that bag for 2 hours before I grill them. And now you're going to serve something that has a punch. It is fantastic because, again, that vegetable wants to absorb some of that. And you really add some great flavor, because zucchini are a little bit on the boring side flavor-wise, but they're healthy, right?
Right.
So you soak them for 2 hours, madness.
Right.
And you don't have to put them in the fridge or anything.
No.
You can just soak them on the counter.
Yep, throw them in a
Ziploc. Even if you get a half an hour, if you've cut them, if you get a half hour in that brine, you're going to be light years ahead of just plain old zucchini.
Yeah, and seasonings and whatever. Let's talk a little bit about dry seasonings on vegetables. Obviously, garlic's out there, salt and pepper. What about our barbecue seasonings? You got any thoughts about that?
I'll tell you one thing that I used to do, and I still do, and it's really cheap and easy. Everybody has it. Mrs. Dash.
Yeah.
Mrs.
There's
Dash,
lots of blends. Yep.
Mrs. Dash is fantastic on veggies. It's a wonderful blend. And there's all sorts of these companies that have their favorite chef's blend, or Tim Sobey has Tim's blend. There's lots of these spice companies that have fantastic blends. Any one of those, like on a zucchini, yellow squash, I'll take a yellow squash even over a zucchini, and I'll do it the same way. Cut it into discs. I'm going to do those about 3/4 inch thick, and I'm going to brine them for a while in cheap, zesty Italian. Throw them on.
Right.
You don't need anything else if you do that. But if you're just going to slab some oil on them, yeah, by all means, throw a little a seasoned blend on it at your favorite. Almost anything is going to add to it. And Lowry's is always, of course, a good comeback for anything like
Another one that's a little bit off the beaten path is the carrot. Okay? A lot of people, myself included, don't like cook carrots when they get too mushy.
Right.
I like the snap of a carrot.
Have to be.
Yeah. So
and they can't be baby carrots.
No. You got to get the real ones. The ones that bugs used to eat with the big green tops on
them, right?
Those grill up pretty cool.
Let's talk about those in the next segment, because that is actually making my mouth water again. Right. Everything you talk about.
Coming up, we're going to mix up our vegetables. Stick with us. We'll be back. Oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and says,